If you get involved in the online whiskey community, you quickly learn that there are a few whiskeys that the trolls love to hate.
Oh, yeah.
But there's one that gets called out frequently, and the trolls don't know that it is a darling of the spirits world, which makes them look stupid.
You look stupid.
And if you want to find out what it is, then stick around.
Start, Randy. I want to thank the Patreons. And before I even thank them, and I want to thank them and those who are watching this, our first few viewers, good morning to you.
Yeah.
Happy Friday morning to you guys. Thank you for tuning in so early, being some of our first viewers. And I know some of those people are you Patreons out there. We love you guys. And we thank you for the support. And we hope you know this Patreonship. Is it patronship?
Patronship.
Yeah, we hope that you know that that is not a one-way street around here in Bourbon Real Talk.
That's right.
So if you aren't a member, go over and check out the perks. There are things like bottle shares that we do virtually. You get discounts on merch, behind-the-scenes footage, all kinds of perks that are exclusively to you. So go check the link below and see if you want to support the channel in a new way. We appreciate just the subscription and the like, by the way. So
that's true. Yeah. All right, so let's get into some disclaimers, okay? Before I reveal this whiskey, I would like to state that I'm not suggesting that this whiskey is earth-shattering, okay? I'm not even saying that it's complex, but what I am saying is that it is inoffensive, it's a solid proof point, and it's an amazing price.
Yeah, and it's good.
It is good.
It tastes good, at least to me.
So, what is it?
Oh, well, should we do a drum roll?
Drum roll, let's do it.
Okay.
Mellowcorn.
Boom.
Boom.
We know you've seen this.
We know you've seen Mellowcorn. I mean, how could you not see it? This label is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like, to be honest with you, it looks like something you'd cook with. It's it's like Mellowcorn olive oil that you pour in your glass and you're just ready to start cooking up some veggies. But no, this stuff, if you've seen it, it's probably toward the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
MSRP is $15.
$15.
Screw top. That's plastic, by the way. But here's the good news. It's a bottled in bond, so it's 100 proof,
right,
which is a great proof point.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it gets its name is obviously it's corn whiskey.
It's corn whiskey.
Which is where the hate comes, right?
Yeah. So corn whiskey in the United States has to be at least 80% or above of corn.
Right.
Now, if you know your standards of identity, you know that bourbon can go all the way up to 100% corn.
Yeah.
So if corn whiskey is 80%+ and bourbon can go up to 100, we have to have something that makes it different.
Right.
And what makes corn whiskey different is that it cannot be aged in a new charred oak container. It can be unaged, it can be aged in a used container, or it could be aged in a new uncharred container.
Okay.
But it can't be used in a new charred oak container because if it were, it would be bourbon. Now, this particular mash bill, I was not super clear. I found some literature that says that this mash bill is 90% corn.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't 100% sure on that. We know it's at least 80%. Because it is bottled in bond and it is also non-age stated, it has to be at least 4 years old. So it's 4+ years old. I couldn't find any averages of, you know, how old most of the batches are aged or anything like that.
Right.
But we know it's at least 4 because the bottled in bond.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's not from some obscure distillery that you've never heard of, right? This comes from the prestigious Heaven Hill Distillery.
It sure does.
And so this is stuff that's bottled right alongside your Heaven Hill products, your Elijah Craig's, your Evan Williams. So, I mean, there's a lot of great brands that come out of this distillery. So to give it the hate just because of the name or because of the mash bill or whatever, guys, there are well-trained palates behind this product right here.
Yes, and what a lot of people don't know is that one of the biggest gets in the whiskey world is a single barrel of Mellowcorn.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so
is there such a thing?
There is.
Okay.
Okay, and Mellowcorn is so inexpensive at $15, they can't make money doing this as a single barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And so they only do them for like key accounts, right? And they do them so infrequently. I have personally owned probably a dozen Van Winkle bottles.
Right.
I have never owned a Mellowcorn single barrel.
Dude, that's my new unicorn right there.
It's my unicorn.
It's my Mellowcorn right
single barrel. And I only have ever met one person ever who really? Had one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And so are these single barrels, I guess, going to select accounts like stores?
Let's see, this one.
Oh, you've got one.
He sent me a sample, and he didn't say what the store. It says it's a store pick. So yes, it usually goes to stores. But I've begged Bernie Lubbers, who's the international brand ambassador for Heaven Hill, if at all possible,
right? Yeah.
Please let us pick a Mellowcorn single barrel, right?
Dude, wow. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Bourbon Real Talk one day, we'll do a barrel pick.
I sure hope so.
At Mellowcorn. If it doesn't happen, then that's fine.
But that's fine. We're going to try.
We're ambitious around here.
We're ambitious. So why does it get the hate? Well, first off, it's cheap.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just can't wrap their heads around
it. People associate cheap whiskey with bad whiskey.
Right.
And that is something that couldn't be further from the truth. Now, there is some cheap whiskey that's gross, but there's also some expensive whiskey
that doesn't taste good.
So, guys, that is not a fair comparison. Never use price point to determine value and tasteability.
If this channel has taught you anything,
yes.
It has taught you that there is almost zero correlation between price and quality of flavor.
Right.
Almost zero.
Yep.
So another reason why it gets a lot of hate is it's really light in color.
Sure.
It's straw colored.
It looks like mellow corn.
Yeah, and the reason why it's so light in color is because it cannot be aged in a new charred oak container, and all the color in distilled spirits comes from aging.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, so if you age it in a container that already gave up the ghost, if you will, the first time you used it, and it gave up a lot of those pigmentations, then you're just not going to get as much out of the second use, and that's fine. And the other thing is that newer whiskey enthusiasts don't know that it's well respected.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what happens in enthusiast communities is about 1% of the population of a community contributes at least 80% of the content that you're seeing.
They're the loudest voice.
They're the loudest voice. And so if you don't moderate the crap out of your group, you end up handing it over to the trolls.
Right.
And yep. Anybody who's observing what's going on in the content feed thinks that the group is just filled with trolls.
Right.
When in all actuality, the group's filled with normal people who want to have civil discourse, but they can't because the trolls are ruining it.
Yeah.
And so these young trolls come in here, they find out that this is a really inexpensive bottle. Until a few years ago, it was only $12, mm-hmm. but they've raised the price up to $15. They see how light in color it is. They, you know, and so they decide like, oh, I'm going to show everybody how sophisticated my palate is.
Right, yeah.
And I'm going to talk bad about this. And then the other new people that are trying to figure out how to fit in, they start to believe that this is actually bad whiskey.
Right.
And that the best way you can show everybody in the community that you're an experienced whiskey drinker is to talk trash about it. And they have no idea that they are making themselves look stupid.
And they've probably never tried it for themselves.
Right.
And that's the thing is about new whiskey lovers who are just getting into the journey. That's the danger of the whiskey trolls for them, is because they help to shape and falsely shape and influence their decision making when it comes to what they're going to try and what they're going to pursue. And they miss out on a lot of really good pours because they're afraid to admit in their forum, where whiskey trolls reign supreme, that they tried this whiskey and they liked it.
And they thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a prideful goat, Glenn. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official Whiskey Wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you can just add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup on
the
website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glentoppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. Don't mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can because...
And on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
Why does the industry love it so much? Well, price is great.
Yeah.
And it's great for cocktails.
Sure.
If you run a bar and you need a good tasting spirit to make a cocktail and you're getting a bottle for $12 a bottle,
yeah,
that's going to increase your profitability.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know that it's a quality spirit that's going to produce a great product that's going to satisfy the customer, even though it didn't cost you that much,
sure,
you're going to love that.
And if you're making a craft cocktail in a bar, you're going to want to look for the highest proof point you can get
mm-hmm.
at a reasonable price. And so that 100 proof point for $12 is very, very nearly impossible to find. There are a few that are under that $20 mark that are also equally as good. But to get that high proof to really shine through the cocktail and not get dulled down to, you know, diluted so far, that's why it's the go-to.
Right. And the other thing is, it's a bottled and bond whiskey,
yeah.
Right? So Bernie Lubber says that bottled and bond is the special forces mm-hmm. of whiskey. Right? So when you think about the military and you have to go through all of this training to get to certain levels, to have that special forces tag,
right.
You had to go through the most.
Yeah.
It was the most rigorous. And that's how it works for bottle and bond. It is the most rigorous standard, highest quality standard of whiskey in the United States. And the fact that it's made to that high quality and that high mm-hmm. standard makes it kind of a darling of the industry.
So let's talk taste, because that's really what these people want to hear about. If it tastes so good, what does it taste? What are you picking up, and what do you can expect when you pour yourself some mellow corn?
I get this really pleasant honey flavor.
Sure.
It's yeah, just, I like that. It's just sweet,
mm-hmm.
right? There's not, you're not tasting a bunch of oak, and you're not getting, you know, tobacco and all of this stuff. There's almost no fruit note on it.
Yep.
It's just a very basic, sweet tasting whiskey that tastes like honey to me. And it is completely unoffensive, right?
Yep.
And that's why when we started off, I said, look, this whiskey isn't gonna blow your mind, but if you put it on your palate, and it tastes bad to you, there's something not right.
Right.
You might have a genetic disposition to taste things that other people can't taste.
Might be allergic to corn.
You might be, yeah. Or maybe just don't like whiskey.
Yeah.
But this stuff just tastes fine.
You know, this stuff is nostalgic for me. When I taste mellow corn, I grew up in the Midwest, in corn country.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up eating sweet corn for dinner 5 to 6 times a week, right? Sweet corn was everywhere. I mean, it shrouded the sides of every single road. They were 10 to 12 feet tall cornfields everywhere. And so that sweet corn, it just tastes like liquefied sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
And 100 proof whiskey that comes through at more of like an 80 proof feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just easy to drink. It's a nice, sweet, pleasant time. And I would encourage every single one to try before you knock it.
For sure. So in conclusion, Bernie Lubbers, the international brand ambassador for Heaven Hill, who's also known as the whiskey professor, who has re-educated the world about bottled and bond whiskeys, loves mellow corn.
Wow, you don't say.
Also, one of the largest bourbon collectors in the world was a personal friend of mine. A lot of people don't know this. If you collect bourbon, Blanton's,
yeah.
you have a problem because there was one release that everybody wants and they only made 13 of ever.
Wow.
Okay. And okay. It's the Sterling Silver Blanton's. I know a guy who has one. Okay. And including a bunch of other Blanton's.
Yeah.
He loves mellow corn.
Okay.
I love mellow corn. Okay.
I love mellow corn.
And so what we want you to come to the conclusion is that you don't have to love mellow corn, but you probably should respect the metal corn.
Sure.
Right? Because it is a respected spirit in the industry. And just know that if you're out there talking trash, you're probably making yourself look silly.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't do it around Bernie Lover, so you might as well don't do it at all.
Yeah, and in general, just respect all spirits.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to say something negative about a spirit, just do it in a way that leaves space for other people who hold a different opinion. You don't have to tell other people they're wrong. Do it in a way that's useful. Give some tasting notes that somebody might be able to learn something. You know, just be a good member of the community.
Sure, yeah, that's great feedback on how to review whiskey in a positive way,
right?
That's not going to influence other people's opinions at all, or make it seem like you're talking down about a whiskey.
Sure.
There are a lot of whiskeys that Randy and I both don't enjoy, but when we give that feedback to someone who does enjoy it, we give it in a way that is just constructive, and we say, well, we don't prefer this, but we can understand if you do.
All right, let's give some whiskey away.
Let's do it.
All right, so I went through my shelves. And poor Chrissy Lynn is spending way too much time pouring samples because we've been giving away so many samples.
Yeah.
So I was looking for a full bottle of whiskey that had some connection, no matter how remote, to Metalcorn.
Okay.
And I picked this bottle of Heaven's Door.
Knock, knock, knocking on Heaven's door.
But this was actually not from Aerosmith. It is from Bob Dylan.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice.
And the reason why I picked this is because Metalcorn is made by Heaven Hill, as we mentioned. Heaven Hill sued Bob Dylan when he launched this brand, Heaven's Door, because apparently his label was too close to some of their labels.
Yeah.
And they just sue everybody.
Yeah.
And so I thought it would be funny to give away some lawsuit whiskey.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
And so we're going to give away this full bottle. It is a single barrel of Heaven's Door, 70% corn, 22% rye, and 8% malted barley from Tennessee, which I believe means that it is from TDG, Tennessee Distilling
Group. Okay. All right.
It is not
Dickel.
Not Dickel.
Okay.
All right. So non-Dickel Tennessee.
So how do you enter is your question, because you do want this bottle.
You do.
It's great. There's a few things you need to do. First three things are super simple.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to like the video
that
we're watching right now.
Yep.
Subscribe to the channel, and you're going to ring the bell for notifications. That way you don't miss out on future content, because we know you love our content.
And more giveaways, because we do a giveaway every week.
Every freaking episode is a giveaway.
Yep.
Next thing you need to do is comment below. Mm-hmm. Comment, maybe your favorite Heaven Hill whiskey or whatever. Whatever you comment, we're going to know you're entered to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you need to do is you need to click the link, the giveaway link, in the description, so that way we can get the basic contact information for you that we run in the randomizer, and that way we have a way to get you this awesome bottle right here. So make sure you enter the giveaway.
Yeah. So if you have enjoyed this content, as we mentioned, we have a Patreon. We'd love for you to check that out.
Yeah, check it out.
But that's not the only way to support us. We have merch on bourbonrealtalk.com. All kinds of whiskey doodads there.
Yeah.
We've got a sensory kit to develop your palate so that you can break down whiskeys to their components. We've got bottle carrying bags and custom glassware and everything in between. We got a lot of great stuff, so you can check that out.
Yep.
But I am also a real estate agent.
And a good one.
And so if you need real estate services in the Dallas or Houston metro areas, then you should hit me up. I do give epic bottles as closing gifts.
Sure. So even if you do not enjoy Randy's real estate services, which I don't know why you wouldn't, at least you're going to get an epic bottle at the end.
That's right. That's right. And also, Wes here has ways that you can support him.
Sure. Yeah. So speaking of real estate, I have a company called Tormax Real Estate Media, mm-hmm. where we create photos, videos, drone, virtual reality stuff for your listing. So if you are an agent watching this in the DFW area, feel free to reach out to us at tourmaxmedia.com. Check out our services there. You can even schedule an appointment right there and book a shoot right there online.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskeythread.com. Whiskeythread.com is where it's just solely whiskey t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Funny ones, whatever. You can go on there, find you a whiskey tee, and support right there. And the last thing is I have a men's retail store where we sell basically dude stuff, right? Everything a dude would want, we sell, and that's Old Town Provisions. And you can see everything there at oldtownprovisions.com.
Awesome. All right, well, if this is your first time tuning in, we'd love to give you a little bit of information about our show and our philosophy. We're all about bringing people together around bourbon. And that's something that became important to me. I lost a loved one to suicide in 2014. And in the aftermath of my brother's passing, I was looking for ways to help create community and connection, because I had seen how he had lost his social connections leading up to his death. And I saw whiskey bringing people together, even people from different ideological views, people that would normally not connect. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is a powerful thing here.
Yeah.
And so eventually we formed the Bourbon Real Talk channel. Our philosophy is to get you engaged with whiskey, and then the whiskey does the rest of the job and gets you connected with other people. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to have connection, you need to have a forum.
Sure.
And a lot of the forums out there were filled with these trolls that we've been talking about a little bit. They show a lot of hate online. And so seeing all that hate taught us that, one, we need to start our own forum. So we have Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based forum where there's not going to be all that hate and trash talk. But they also taught us that if they can hate online, we can love online.
Yep.
And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loves you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face to face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls running your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.